This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Democrats continue to push for a minimum wage increase, but the CBO says, well, it may not be the greatest thing on earth. Hey, everybody, this is Chad Hasty taking a look at news that's happening this afternoon. According to The Hill, President Obama's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would cost about 500,000 jobs by 2016, according to a report released today by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The good news for Democrats, apparently, is that hiking the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 per hour would raise income for about 16.5 million workers by $31 billion, potentially pulling nearly 1 million people out of poverty. The White House and economic groups on the left immediately pushed back against the CBO's conclusions on jobs, even as they held the findings on poverty, saying that its conclusions on jobs ran counter to other research. Now, I kind of look at this and I say, yeah, it's a mixed bag. You're going to have people that are going to be out of jobs. You're going to see some people that, yes, they will be able to make some money. But overall, I think you'll still continue to see a large number of people in poverty. Why? Because we're not teaching people how to save money, and the government isn't a great example on how to save money, and they keep on looking around. They're going to spend more even if they are making more. They're going to throw more money away on stuff they don't need. If you're not responsible with your money now, just because you get a hike in pay, doesn't automatically mean you're going to become responsible all of a sudden. Raising the minimum wage at the end of the day really won't have a big effect on poverty and upward mobility. Economists say that, I say that, numerous other people say that as well. It's the Democrats, on the other hand, that say, no, we have to raise the minimum wage. Why? It's not to pull people out of poverty. It's so they can, look at their base and say, look, we're trying to do something. We're trying to help you. That's right. Instead of having people go out and find better paying jobs themselves, the Democrats would rather just come in and let government save the day. If you really want to pull people out of poverty, how about we discuss things like, keeping the family unit together instead of raising kids in single parent households. It kind of helps when kids are raised by two people. That's something, of course, Democrats really don't want to talk about because it's not very politically correct. You want to talk about raising, getting people out of poverty? You want to talk about paying people more? How about creating an economy and a policy that actually rewards jobs and rewards big business and other businesses out there to hire people instead of having policies that stifle growth of different small, medium, and large businesses? Of course, the Democrats won't work with that because, again, it doesn't play to their base. If you want to change the direction of the country as far as poverty goes, as far as people making above minimum wage, it's easy to do. It just runs counter to everything the Democrats stand for. I guess if you really are a Democrat and you pay attention to what the CBO had to say and your President Obama, maybe you're cheering the fact that it would cost nearly 500,000 jobs by 2016. Why? Because, again, Obamacare is supposed to free you from a job. So I guess if you want to put the White House spin on this, raising the minimum wage would free 500,000 people from having to go to work every single day. They could just rely on government instead. I'm Chad Hasty. This has been One More Round. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio.